It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right. Now, well, actually, that's a great Joe. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer. We should talk about that maybe as we get a little closer a month from now, picking your spots.
Yes.
to maintain, you know, everything. I did that last night. I had that. I picked my spot last night. I was going to go to a show last night. Said, no, I'm just going to let it rest, hang out. Went shopping for groceries with my wife instead, and I'm banking that time for next month.
Very nice, very
like
nice. That's,
you know, it's like you pick your spots. Don't get too greedy.
Yeah.
I think that'll be on the top of my mind next month.
Okay, that's something I want to talk about,
yeah,
for sure.
That's going on. But anyways, we're back together. Brian Mazurowski,
yes.
Joe Beamer, for the first time this week. Happy to be here with you for the next hour or so. Joe, before we dive into it, I do want to bring up, I just thought this was funny because you can't – I like when people stay consistent and don't try and have it both ways. That's not what they're doing, the Investigative Post, when it comes to this Bills Stadium. Their latest report on the Bills Stadium about how it won't be LEED certified.
Oh.
LEED, if you're wondering what that is.
Yeah, did you break that down?
That's the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design.
Oh.
The globally used accreditation program from the U.S. Green Building Council that helps builders reduce their building's impact on the environment via the energy they consume and how they operate. The new stadium for the Bills won't be LEED certified. The Investigative Post, writing the Bills Stadium to be a paler shade of green. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar cites dubious cost estimates to justify not building to a high standard, is what they write. Now, I just want to say I like consistency. I would like everyone wants to have it both ways, but if you're saying for months and months and months that you shouldn't spend any money on a new stadium and now complain that you're not spending enough, it just, like, I don't know. When you look at it all together, it just doesn't seem to make sense. It's like pick one or the other.
Right. No, I am fine with that news. And to me, that's not really much of a story. I think most people don't care.
Yeah.
I hate to be mean, but
it's just interesting. You go from months of,
we can't spend this,
we shouldn't be spending this on a stadium, like, this is outrageous, to now, how come we're not spending 20% more on a stadium to get the LEED certification?
Do we have that
here?
Which
I'm just hearing about for the first time. In this studio?
Yeah.
We did, but then the space heater that's been running nonstop for the last year killed it.
Okay.
we're taking off the list.
Yeah, I'd never heard of the LEED, the LED?
LEED.
Yeah, the LEED, I've never heard of that.
Well, yeah, we were doing our thing here, but sorry. Space heater, we just junked that right away.
That's where the one award that ran away was for.
Is he? Yeah. But no, on the Bills, I'm wondering, because we, before the season, a month and a half ago, we did the show of, are these Bills like bigger than the 90s Bills? You know, in terms of the hype, the buzz around Western New York, are these Bills bigger than the 90s Bills? And, you know, we got some mixed reaction. For a large part, though, I think a lot of people said no. And, of course, that would be a lot of people who lived through the 90s Bills. I technically did.
Yes.
But, by the time they played in their last Super Bowl, I still wasn't even in kindergarten. So, no, I don't remember any of that. I don't really remember vague memories. A couple of photographs of myself from back then in, you know, full Bills gear with the helmet that everybody had. Which now, by the way, if you want to buy, is like $50
at a Buffalo hat. They had a buffalo on the top of it.
That was cool. Like the helmet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The red helmet, the Hutch helmet with the jersey, the 12 jersey that everyone had. You had that helmet for like the next 20 years. Now that same helmet, like if you want to buy it in the stores, pretty expensive.
Yes.
I don't think it was $50 when I got it when I was three.
No.
But anyways, I don't really remember that much. So I was relying on people who lived through it. What is bigger? All right, it's been 6 weeks. Have you changed your mind on that? Because I was of the mind that I said I didn't know. I want to say this is bigger. Like, there's just, everybody is into it, but I couldn't say for sure. Now, after 6 weeks into the season, I want to say, even though I didn't live through the Super Bowl years and the 90s Bills and the heyday and what the buzz was around town then, I want to say this is bigger because I can't imagine it being any bigger than it is right now in terms of the buzz around town, what's going on. Every store you walk into is red, white, and blue. And I mean every store, Joe. Josh Allen jumping over Hurdle Avenue. They changed a street sign.
Yes.
A name of one of the streets. And you know what the city's doing about it? Nothing, because it's awesome. And it's not like it's not, you know, changing anything great. Leave it up there because it's great and we all love it. I can't imagine it being any bigger back in the early 90s.
By the way, the first picture I saw that I thought was a photo edit, I didn't know it was real until I saw numerous people take that picture from different angles. And then I realized, oh, that's really there. It's not just the Bills putting a Photoshop over Hurdle and then a sticker over Hurdle.
Unbelievable. Just incredible. The amount of, you know, when I say, Joe, red, white, and blue everywhere. That everyone wants to get their hands on a Bills something.
Yes.
I'm not just talking about like the Buffalo stores that pop up, which I don't think existed in the early 90s. As many just Buffalo-centric retail stores.
No, those are a newer thing.
Yeah. So those even aside, you know, you walk into the where you'd expect to see it. The sporting goods store. Different places, department stores where you buy clothes. You expect to see some Bill stuff, and you see it there. But it's not just that. It's the grocery store.
Yes.
The grocery store, Joe.
Numerous aisles of the grocery store.
You walk in, and it's all the off-brand Buffalo red, white, and blue, and Zubaz pattern, though not officially Zubaz pattern stuff. You see that when you walk in. And then you take a couple of steps further, and you have your first display of Josh Allen's cereal and coffee that you can buy with a couple other little Bills things. Next to that are the Fisher-Price Bills Little People for the kids to enjoy. And if you don't want the Little People themselves, you can buy a hat with the Little People on the hat. Then further down, you get walking, you have more food items. You have the hot sauce, the chicken rub, which I used Sunday. It was pretty good. The blue cheese.
Oh, the blue cheese is so good.
Wing sauce, everything else. Again, the cereal, the K-cups, and I'm probably missing a couple more things, but that's just the food items. You walk a little bit further down. This is just the grocery store, too, by the way. And in the beer aisle...
That's what I was
going to say. There is an entire, tell me, please, an example of another city in America where you walk into their grocery store beer aisle and there's an entire shelf, not, you know, section of like the little beer section, not, you know, one little cooler's worth, an entire supermarket aisle shelf filled with nothing except for locally made Buffalo Bills themed beers. Give me like one other team in America where that has ever happened for.
Yeah, I've missed it. But it is not only the entrance to the grocery store, all the food items, the beer. Have you been to Wegmans, Alberta lately?
Joe, that's where I was last night. That's okay. What I'm looking at. And I'm not even mentioning...
What about the old beer aisle?
Turn around!
The old beer department is all Bill stuff, including a hat shelf that is from the floor to the ceiling of Bill's hats.
You have your normal stuff that you'd expect. Hats and t-shirts that you can buy. But also, if you wanted a Bill's nightlight, you can get it. Glasses to pour your Buffalo Bills-themed beer into... that have the Bills logo and everything else on it. You got it. There's blankets because it's getting chilly outside. Bills helmet blanket, Bills logo blanket. You got it. A football to throw around. We've got it. Bags, duffel bags, backpacks, you name it. Rain slickers. You've got it. Street signs, cutting boards, knives. I don't even know. We're going to have...
Every household
everything's
item
Bills except the toilet paper. That's Chiefs.
Yes,
and you've got it all right there for you. And guess what, Joe? I'm buying all of it. I've yet to see a Bills item that I didn't go, I'd like to see that. And that's just the grocery store.
Yes.
I've come to expect it at the grocery store. And I was thinking about it walking through because I was like, you know, when the Bills were, there was a little display of TOs and, you know, was anybody really buying it?
Or Mario's.
Maybe you had like a Bills plate. And that was it.
Yeah.
Now it's all that we mentioned above. That's crazy. Awesome and crazy. I was going for a run throughout, you know, the Tonawandas, as I do, yesterday. And I ran, I cut along Main Street down to Webster. I don't usually run down the street, past all the businesses there, you know, past the Riviera, past the new coffee shop, and I passed what I believe, I think it's new, was a vape shop.
Okay.
And in the window with a tag on it, so you know it was for sale, was a Stephon Diggs jersey. So when you have even the vape and tobacco shops selling Bills stuff because we can't get enough of it, tell me how it gets bigger than that.
No, and it's not only every store you go to, Brian. You go on social media, and any kind of advertisement that pops up for, you know, hey, my, you know, shirts that I made or whatever, it's all Buffalo Bills stuff. It's all Buffalo football stuff being sold online in the stores. There's big displays throughout the mall. I don't remember the hype being this big. I mean, Brian, it's gotten so big. We're at the Michael Bublé concert. Someone threw a Josh Allen jersey at him to sign. I mean, you've got people wearing Bill stuff all day, every day, right? Not just on game day, not just the Friday before game days. I went out to dinner last night. People are all, you know, dressed up in Bill stuff on a Tuesday. I mean, it's not only the hype. It's hype is kind of underselling what we are seeing in Western New York. And I'll tell you, I love every minute about it, Brian, because 10 years ago, there were games that I couldn't give tickets away to. I went by myself to certain games. And now, I mean, the hype, I'm going to use this word. It's a beautiful thing. And it kind of sucks that it's a bye week.
So, well, even in the bye week, it's going. I mean, even in the bye week on a Tuesday when there's no game for another little bit less than 2 weeks, there are people going to the corner of Hurdle and Wellington. Because there's now Josh Allen jumping over the street sign,
that's right,
which name has been changed. It's awesome stuff like that. The murals of the players. I mean, it's having, maybe this, people felt the same way about Jim Kelly, but it's having, you know, the most exciting player in the league right here in Buffalo. Has it changed your mind about if these Bills are bigger than the 90s Bills? You've 6 weeks into the season. We talked about it before it began. Now 6 weeks later, are these Bills bigger than what happened in the 90s? 803-0930 to join us on WBEN.
And we're talking about the Bills on a Wednesday, right? On a Wednesday of a bye week. But let's also look at the national outlets. Yesterday, went to the gym in the morning because I was here in the afternoon. Every time I looked up at ESPN, they were talking about the Bills. Adam Schein's show yesterday, I believe the first hour of the show was about Josh Allen. I mean, the hype is, as I said, real in Buffalo, but it's nationwide. It's all over the place. Everyone's talking about the Buffalo Bills.
How have you shown it? Are you the people out there going crazy, buying everything in sight? It's for sale, so people must be buying it. It's on every shelf, so people must be buying. I mentioned the beers. You look in my cooler right now, over 50% of the beer has a Bills logo on it or is somewhat Bills themed. And not an exaggeration. I mean, it's kind of crazy like that. But, I mean, it's everything. It's the little trinkets. Are you cracking out the old stuff from the 90s still? Do you not need to do that anymore? Because I've seen more, I can't remember a period of time where the jerseys of current Bills players, you know, the last 2 years really has been this.
That's a good point.
Outnumber the jerseys of former Bills players.
Yes.
You know, you see way more Josh Allen, even Dawson Knox, Von Miller, new this year. I see way more of those jerseys than I do of Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith, even, you know, the Doug Flutie's and things like that, which never used to happen in the past.
No, I'm seeing more 2021 AFC East champion shirts than, you know, for decades, Brian, people were wearing their 90s AFC champions, Super Bowl, not champions, but Super Bowl shirts. I'm seeing less 90s Bill stuff because, you know, all the new stuff's out there now. Back-to-back division champion shirts. You're seeing more and more of that stuff. Which, hey, don't get me wrong. I love when people break out the old 90s stuff. I love seeing the old 90s stuff at a game. But we're living in a time where 10 years from now, people might be wearing their, you know, Stephon Diggs jerseys and their AFC East division champion jerseys or shirts. So I think it's a great time. And again, I can't compare it because, like you, I don't really remember the early 90s, but this seems, and maybe it's with the addition of social media as well. I know you've always got to throw that in there, but it just seems like this hype is unmatched, I mean, than anything that I can remember. And that includes the Sabres President Trophy year. I mean, this seems like the hype for this completely outweighs that.
8030930, we'll go to our text board where people have been chiming in. Someone's saying, these Bills only bigger if they make it to the Super Bowl. I want to make a distinction here. We're not really talking about the team. We're talking about the buzz and the feeling in the community and how often it comes up in conversation, how often you're thinking about it, how often you're seeing Bills on somebody, on a street corner, on top of a street sign, in somebody's front lawn, anything like that. A Halloween display that's Bills themed, was that going on in the early? I don't know. You got to tell me. I'm not talking about the team itself. I understand it. They need to make it to a Super Bowl to show that they're as successful. But the buzz around town, I feel like it's there. Someone else saying you got to multiply it for 4 years. That's another thing I don't really know about the 90s. You only hear people. What was the buzz like year one in the Super Bowl compared to year four?
Frustration in year four?
I don't know. Was it like continued on? Did it carry on? By year four, does it die down a little? I sometimes wonder about that. Like, I'm thinking about further down the season when you get to like some of these later games and the team is really good and we're beating everybody here, Joe. Like, are people going to be as excited for these big wins? Like that Pittsburgh win, if that happens 6 weeks from now, are people just going to be like, oh, you know, that was nice. Another drop in the bucket.
Well, it's interesting. I was actually more excited about the Pittsburgh win the week after it when I saw what Pittsburgh did the following week.
But like, does it die down a little bit? Like, I don't know.
I think now, obviously, Sunday, huge win. Everyone's talking about it. Not just everyone in Buffalo, everyone nationwide. But we talked about this at the beginning of the season. There's kind of that feeling of, well, we got to get to the playoffs. We got to do this in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Are we to that point now where these big wins, yeah, they're great. I mean, I loved what I saw on Sunday. But are they like, okay, that's great, but we got to do it in January? You know what I mean? Is that feeling already here for some people? It's not here for me, let me tell you. I know. Sunday had a playoff feel to me, and I believe the rest of the season will as well.
I was jumping up and down, too. Before the break, we'll go to Jim. Jim, all right, Jim, what do you think? 6 weeks in, are these Bills bigger than the 90s Bills?
I can't say they are, guys. I think both runs are special. What I'd like to say, though, is you really can't compare the two because they're totally different. That was the first time that we did it. And if you were at that 51-3 game where we finally made it to the Super Bowl, there was nothing like it. And this is a guy that, you know, went to the first game, the preseason game against the Washington Redskins. But before I go, I don't watch the show or listen to the show as much as I should, but I'm assuming you guys are probably in your early to mid 30s.
You got it.
So, and I heard one of you say that you don't remember any of the Super Bowls. I think you were five when you were at the, or they went to the fourth one. But imagine what it was like witnessing your parents go crazy about a football team.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, you know, your influence was why you're sports broadcasters.
I think that might have to do a little bit why we're a fan. Yeah. I do want to say this one thing before we go to the break. 803-0930 to join us. But you mentioned that was like the first time. If you are our age, if you're under 35, this is the first time.
Yes.
For all intents and purposes, if you didn't live through it happening, this is the first time for you. BMAZ and Beamer, we'll be right back on WBEM.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right. We are back here on WBEN. I love just some of the comments we get in. 803-0930 to join us. BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. 803-0930. You can give us a call. Send us a text on our Volkswagen Voice Park text board. We talked about it before the season, and we're revisiting now 6 weeks in. Which are the bigger bills, the 90s bills, or have the bills reached a level locally that they're bigger than the 90s bills ever were? And what do we mean by that? We're not talking about the team on the field, really. You know, there's a lot of comments that come out. They can't be bigger until they reach the Super Bowl. Then the that to me almost doesn't matter. Hype and buzz around the city, people talking about the Bills, Bills displays in front yards. People wearing Bill stuff all week long. Just this constant feeling and energy that's around Western New York. Was it this way in the 90s? I don't know for sure. I can't say for sure. I was, you know, age 0 through 4, you know, for these Bills Super Bowl runs. I was born in 1990. I don't know, you know, how exact that was, but I cannot really fathom it being at a level higher than what it is right now, to the point where you have people putting Josh Allen jumping over street signs in the city of Buffalo, changing the street sign, and the city's like, yeah, everyone loves us so much, we're just going to let it fly.
Yeah, yeah, no ticket, no anything. Hey, come on down, take a picture of it. It's going to be there.
Now, I try and put a BMAZ and Beamer sign over, you know, slap it over hurdle. Get a phone call right away.
Right? I mean, can you believe that? We tried to name this BMAZ and Beamer Parkway.
Yeah.
And they didn't
like work.
They didn't like us taking their letters off the sign. I mean, just think of the demand, the hype, and the demand that comes with it. I mean, Brian, we have, as you know, people that have paid back their entire season tickets with one game. So it's not just what you're seeing in store, what people are talking about. People are paying top dollar to see the Bills against whoever. I mean, those later games that you guys talked about a few weeks ago, they're already starting now to go into the 250. And we're talking about games where it's going to be a little cold.
Well, that's like the Browns game is a perfect example of that.
Yes.
It's like it's in a time where it's probably not going to be great outside. I'm playing the Browns.
Yeah.
The Vikings maybe too. The Vikings are actually pretty good. But, you know, people are paying $200+ to go see the Browns.
Yeah. And the Browns.
Tell me. Got bigger than that in the night. Try and tell me. On our text board, 803-0930, someone says, you guys never comprehended because you were too young. Yes. That's the point.
Yeah.
we understand.
But I hate to be this guy, and I know someone's going to point it out and say, Joe, that's not a fair comparison, and maybe it's not. But I'm sure if the stadium had 5,000 to 10,000 extra seats, they'd still be selling out games. Mm-hmm. I remember a very famous game that didn't sell out in Western New York in the 90s run.
I mean, think about that. The comeback game was not a sellout.
Yeah. Now, the stadium was bigger.
The Browns,
to be fair,
are sell, but, you know, not by that much.
No, I know.
The Browns are selling out in bad weather, and people are paying $200 to see. Like that's the level of the Bills. And I do have to say, on our text board this morning, it looks a little bit different than when I was asking this question before the season.
Yes.
A lot of people saying, 69, one person texting in, 69 years old, young, he says. Sorry. I will confirm the Bills are bigger and better. I love both teams, but these players have a great class about them. I think that plays into it, too.
I think that does have a lot to do with it.
Everyone's pretty likable.
Yeah, and it's a community team. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say every player, but every name player you can think of is someone that does something for the community, with the community. They're seen around the community. I mean, Josh Allen giving that ball after the game in Kansas City. I mean, they're not just great football players. They all seem to be good people, too. And that goes far in Western New York. We like to celebrate good, decent people. And I think that goes a long way for this hype as well.
I think a lot of this does have to do with the long lapse in between really good teams.
Yeah, there are a few years there.
I mean, almost a third. You could talk about the 17-year playoff drought, but really it's like a 30-year drought almost of a true contending
competitive teams
football team. 25 yeah. years, let's call it, in between that. And that is what really I think fuels what's going on, where if you are under 35 years old and you don't remember these teams, I mean, for all intents and purposes, like I say this, the team's history, but as far as I'm concerned, I've never seen the Bills in the Super Bowl. As far as I'm concerned, they haven't played in the Super Bowl.
No.
I can watch the tapes. I can hear about it, see it, all that stuff. But you can, again, I've said it a million times before, I got really sick and tired of hearing about people talk about the 90s. Like, I was ready to do my own thing. Like, can I get a team?
Yeah.
Instead of just hearing, back in the day, it was great. I think plays into the hype where you have everybody who was a fan back then, you're still a fan, and it's great. But to the people who are, again, I think it's 35 years and younger, if you can't remember the four Super Bowls and you live through all those bad years of football, it's just unbelievable to have this team.
Not that I don't love hearing stories about, the early 90s and the Bills of the early 90s, but when you're at the last game of a season, the Bills ended 6-10, in a tailgate are people just talking about the 90s Bills? Yeah, it does get annoying after a while. It gets quite frustrating. And to now be, not to see this team where they are now. And yeah, Brian, the only Super Bowls I've watched, my dad has all four on VHS. So, I got the VCR at the apartment. Maybe I'll watch one. But that's my experience of Super Bowl games, watching the old VHSs where some people may have pressed the record button accidentally. So there's a lot of a lot of cut-ins of other things.
You mentioned this, Joe, before the break. Somebody texted in the ability to create signs, social media didn't exist. Now, I'll push back on the ability to create signs. People have been creating signs for, the cavemen made signs, on stone. People were making signs and cool things in the 90s. I have them. My dad was making Bill's tails to wave around. Yeah. I've got one of them. Like, people were making cool things like that in the 90s. That existed. But social media, they're saying, didn't exist. The cable shows aren't what they are today. Person texting, the hype around the 90s was all love and sharing through the grapevine. And what do you think about that? And somebody else texted in, the Bills' presence on social media adds an additional element that you couldn't imagine 30 years ago.
I do want to say something about the signs. I mean, fan of the show, Bills Elvis, has had his guitar before social media. He's had his guitar for 30 years. So signs have been around for a while. Social media, definitely. Like I said, I mean, you go on now and you have all these advertisements on social media. And look at all the websites that specialize in letting people sell their own stuff, their own merchandise. I mean, what are they selling? Obviously, they're selling with no Bills logo, but Buffalo football, all this stuff about Bills football. I mean, you have people that have entire shops around selling Bills red, white, and blue earrings, shirts, shoes, socks. I mean, they're making entire stores about it. And just go on Facebook, scroll up and down. Like, every third advertisement is for those products, either in the Facebook marketplace or on, what's the website I'm thinking of, Brian? Etsy, I think, is the website I'm thinking of, where people have put their entire shop, and it's all around Buffalo football.
There's a whole separate Western New York economy built around the Bills, which is, another thing. When we were having that stadium discussion, I was quick to point out how many of these stores just wouldn't exist if the Bills didn't. No, half of the people's side hustles in Western New York wouldn't exist if the Bills weren't here. But I don't know. I want to push back on that a little bit. Now, it does add to it adds to it, the social media hype. But I'm, coming from, I don't watch I never watch ESPN. Like I never you'll never catch me watching any of these national, you know, sports shows or whatever. The only time I see the, and I can't believe it, you know, before the game on Sunday, they were talking about the Bills and Chiefs on CBS's morning show, like the morning news, national. Oh, yeah. Like that was crazy to me. But I don't really watch any of that stuff. Like if you're coming at me with something, you know, whoever said on Fox or ESPN or one of these big stations, I'll have no idea what you're talking about. I probably won't even know who the person is just because I don't really pay attention to it. The social media stuff, a little bit, because you have people who are really creative and it's fun to, you know, all the Photoshops of Josh Allen jumping over everything. Like, how many times have you seen that image in the last 2 days if you're on social media? But I do think for the most part, it is still, in 2022, mostly like the community-driven thing. It's people gathering for Bills parties, getting excited together. It's going to work if you still go to an office, yes, getting excited together, talking about the game, wearing Bills stuff at work when you might not have ever done that in the last 10 years or something like that. I still think the lawn signs and, you know, go Bills and passing, I think it is still mostly a community-driven. The social media stuff might add a little spice on top. It is nice to maybe hear about on ESPN, but you could not pay attention to any of that and still kind of feel how big it is.
100%. I think social media just, as you said, adds to the hype. It's great to hear national commentators talk positively about the Bills and not just in reference to, well, New England needs a comeback game and they're in Buffalo this week. So that's nice to have nationally of, you know, everyone hyping up the Bills. But you're right. I mean, you could completely be turned away from social media, from ESPN, NFL Network, and you can just see the hype. I mean, just drive down anyone's street. The flags, the Halloween decorations, as you said, Brian, the yard signs, definitely all over the place. And I had something else, and I completely forgot.
Well, you mentioned the tickets and the ticket prices, and yes, that's something that I said, you know, paying $200 to see the Cleveland Browns. I'll just tell you all you need to know about how excited people are for the Bills. On our text board, someone says, as years go on, the prices get higher. You can't really compare tickets now to back in the day, but you can compare the people in the building. Like, the building is sold out for Bills games,
yeah,
which didn't happen even in playoff games back in the 90s with lower ticket prices.
Right.
And I don't have in front of me, I should have, what an average price to one of those playoff games were, but I would say even adjusted for inflation, the money that people are spending on Bills games now
wasn't $350.
It would exceed whatever that value is from the 90s.
I also want to say another way you can see the hype in Western New York, the Monday night game, businesses were closing. Like, businesses, not just around the stadium, businesses in Amherst, hey, we're closing our doors at 7 o'clock so our employees can enjoy the game.
Yeah.
I mean, if that doesn't tell you what the hype's like in Western New York.
Absolutely. Jack, you're on WBEN. What do you think? Yes, 90s, sir, or now? What's bigger?
I'll tell you what. I was a six-year-old kid, and I was lucky enough to be at the AFL championship in 1964 to watch the Bills. But I was a kid, and I had season tickets in the 80s and 90s, and I think the hype, and you guys are right, I think social media really got this thing going for these Bills, and we're getting all the national attention. The 90s Bills, yeah, they were great, and the city was alive with that. You know, when we had Wide Right, you know, we went downtown in front of City Hall to celebrate the Bills Super Bowl loss, which is kind of funny, but I agree. I think the frenzy that's going on now far exceeds what happened in the 90s.
Jack, I like to hear it from people who lived through it. Thanks for the call, to know that it's not just like me being crazy or something. I was trying to find the comparison for us, Joe, and I landed on when the Sabres were really hot.
Yes.
Which was almost 20 years ago, which is hard to imagine. It's like about 15 years ago, 2006, 2007, when the Sabres were really hot, and you would see that. I mean, you could not. It was the hottest Christmas gift a couple years in a row. Everyone wanted a Maxima Fenniganov jersey.
Right.
Or Ryan Miller. Or, I feel like a Fenniganov was, at least in my house. You could not.
Vanek was also popular.
Yeah. You could not find. You couldn't get it. Like, they ran out.
Right.
They didn't make enough.
You'd be lucky to find a Gostad jersey.
Everyone had. Yeah. Everyone had Sabres. Everything, yeah. Everywhere was for sale. The car flags. That's what I remember about those. Like, everyone had the Sabres car flag, which, you know, you see a little bit of the Bills now. I feel like that was a big thing now, you know, 15 or so years
ago.
It's
not as popular now.
Not as popular now.
Takes
for
away from the
reason.
Gas, I heard.
Is that the wind resistance? That is the closest, I think. You know, when you people are standing in line outside of Wilson Farms to get a coin with Tim Connolly's face on it.
Like, collected those coins.
That's like the level, right, that it is today. And I know someone's saying Sabres were hot in the late 90s, right? That's when they went to the Cup final. But I want to say more so the 2007-ish team.
I remember the season before that when out of the lockout, when no one expected the Sabres to do anything, and how during the playoffs it blew up. And then, yeah, that President's Trophy year. Remember, they switched jerseys that offseason. It's funny. That was a jersey you couldn't find anywhere in 2006, 2007. And now everyone's talking about how it was the worst jersey in the history of hockey.
That's the other thing that goes into that, Joe. Everyone hated it. It was like panned, and not social media panned, where like something new comes out and everyone tweets or Facebook comments like, it's the worst thing ever. You know, like everyone complains about everything
right.
on social media. That was like panned universally just by like people walking down the street.
Yes.
Like the slug before social media existed became a term that we were all familiar with because we all said it to each other. It like everyone hated the jersey and they bought literally every single one of them that was in the 716 area code.
That's right.
Like that's how big it was. That I will wear something I think is ugly because I love this so much and I want to be a part of it.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, those jerseys now, people kind of laugh if you try to wear one to a game. But I mean, it was the most popular product.
They'll come around
at Christmas.
They'll come back around, just like everything.
Oh, for sure.
Just 20
for
years.
Sure.
It's a 20-year cycle. Anything that was popular 20 years ago, the Sabres are going to wear red and black. It comes back around again. 5 more years. That slug will come back around again.
Didn't the Islanders bring back the fisherman jerseys?
They got that ugly, wavy jersey. I think that's coming out today. It's coming back around again. Everything is like on a cycle. 20 years. You mark your words. If something was popular in 2002, right now, you dig it out of your closet and wear it, like some kid will be like, hey, pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, that's sick.
That's a little tip out there for everyone. If you were hip 20 years ago, you can always recycle that clothing.
Or if you weren't, maybe it's hip now.
Yeah, that's true.
I wasn't too hip in 2002, but I wore a lot of Sabre stuff.
Joe, you see me coming down every now. I'm more and more cargo pants in my arsenal right now.
That's right.
It's 20 years ago.
Bringing it back.
That was the thing.
Cargo pants should never have gone anywhere. I love it.
What do you think about like a backwards Kangol like driver cap?
Let's do it.
Like Samuel L. Jackson wears. Wear one of those. That's coming back. A seashell necklace.
Yeah, but those are things I never wore to begin with. But I'll bring back the cargo pants because I was a huge cargo pants wearer.
I'm
you can never
there.
Have enough pockets.
Tomorrow, watch me. Mark my words. I'll be walking in here with some cargo pants. Hey, thank you to everybody for joining us. I love the buzz. It's fun. I think we stumbled upon a great idea for later this week. A special Friday show.
Can't wait.
For everybody a couple days from now. But until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Be Maz and Beamer on WBEN.